Hey, XCI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to talk about what they're working on. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Angela Velasquez. Welcome to Thesis Thursday, Angela.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, tell me more. Tell me all about you. What do you do at the U of A?
I am double majoring in molecular and cellular biology and neuroscience and cognitive science with a minor in Spanish. And I work in a research lab in Dr. Brinton's Alzheimer's lab. The project that I've been focusing on is about weight in mice and to see how that correlates with human weight changes. From the literature, we know that about 6 years before the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, there's a population of these patients that lose weight and they don't know why. So we wanted to see if our mice also followed those same weight changes. I did a project on this towards the end of last year, and we did find that at about middle age, mice that have the Alzheimer's risk gene start to lose a little bit of weight. It still is very preliminary data that I've gotten, but there are those similarities and there are those subgroups in the bigger population that would be of interest.
What role does the weight loss play in the development of Alzheimer's?
As of right now, we don't know if Alzheimer's disease is what causes the weight loss or if it's the other way around, chicken and the egg type of thing. So we want to see if weight loss could be a possible non-invasive biomarker for the progression of the disease and to hopefully prevent it from progressing and getting worse. Looking at our weight data, not all of the mice show the weight loss in our APOL4 mice. It's a subset of them, which is also translated in our humans. Not every human who goes on to develop Alzheimer's disease shows that weight loss trend. It's the smaller group of interest that does. And even if it's 5% of people that do lose weight, those 5% are equally as important as the rest of the 95%. At the end of the day, if weight loss is a non-invasive biomarker for the disease, we can find the point in time where we can inculcate a treatment for the individual to hopefully prevent the progression of the disease.
When it comes to weight loss and weight gain, there are other things, there are other factors that involve, you know, like, for example, if you're becoming more forgetful, you might forget to eat. But if you're a mouse, the food is going to be served up to you if you're a mouse in a cage. So like, how could you forget if it's right there?
Yeah. And there's an interesting pathology in humans that they take more steps and they take more like stutter steps than people of normal pathology. And we were running an analysis on the walk gait of these mice, and our APOL4, they had a higher tendency of showing those sporadic stutter steps, which I found was super interesting. And taking those shorter steps and walking a little bit quicker, that can contribute to a heightened metabolism and a higher fat caloric burning.
People walk around their house trying to remember something.
And that's definitely what happens. Mm-hmm.
When do you graduate?
Hopefully spring of 22.
What are you planning to do afterwards?
So the goal is to pursue a MD PhD, hopefully at the U of A, continuing on with the neurodegeneration research.
Right on. You just keep on learning. There's so much to learn about when it comes to the brain. It's such a wild frontier with new technology and information.
So yeah, definitely.
Angela, do you ever listen to music?
I do. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts too. I live like 40 minutes from work, so I get lots of me time, and that has involved some podcasts. I like old rock, like Metallica. I like Luis Miguel from Mexico. My friend has some music that I really enjoy. His name's Noah Rodriguez. He has some nice songs on Spotify. Oh, and I like reggaeton too, like Bad Bunny and J Balvin, Maluma, all those good artists.
What podcasts are you listening to these days?
I listen to like a serial killers podcast with my little sister. Mm-hmm. And I've been listening to a forensic pathologist. His name is Darren Wolf. And his podcast is called Knife After Death. That one's some brain food for me.
Thank you so much for coming to Thesis Thursday today, Angela.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I've had a great time.